Welcome to day 67 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards, and today we begin looking at the first commandment, the first of the Ten Commandments. Question 103 of the larger catechism is simply, which is the first commandment? And the answer is, the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me, Exodus 20, verse 3. Now you might be tempted to say, okay, I don't have any other gods, done with that one, and ready to move on to the second commandment. But as you'll find, it's a lot more complicated than that. Let's begin with shorter catechism, question 46, which asks, what is required in the first commandment? Answer, the first commandment requireth us to know and acknowledge God, to be the only true God and our God, and to worship and glorify him accordingly. Now, before we look at the proof texts, the scripture proof texts for that short answer, we need to come to grips with the fact that this whole idea that the first commandment requires us to know and acknowledge God is one of the most important judicial conflicts in our nation today. You may recall the story, the account, the incident of Judge Roy Moore, the chief judge of the Supreme Court of Alabama, who put a monument of the Ten Commandments in the Alabama State Courthouse. And he was ruled by federal judges, and basically from the authority of the United States Supreme Court, that he could not have that monument of the Ten Commandments there. The whole case revolved around Judge Moore's belief that he was required by the Alabama State Constitution and by the federal constitution, really, and by God, by this first commandment, to publicly acknowledge God. And that was his whole purpose. If you click the link there to Judge Roy Moore, you'll see some of the news articles and so forth that relate to this concept of acknowledging God. Judge Myron Thompson, the other link there, is a federal judge who ruled against Judge Roy Moore and against the Ten Commandments. And you'll see in that link a whole lot of resources that talk about the duty to acknowledge God. In one of the most important addresses in the history of this country, George Washington proclaimed, it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. And there are many other examples of official statements by America's founding fathers that acknowledge God was a central duty, not just of individuals, but of nations. Our government today refuses to acknowledge God, and this is a public and judicial fact of, I think, very telling, very profound importance, because the catechism, the Westminster Shorter Catechism, drawn up in the 1640s, anticipated this conflict by saying that the first commandment requires us to know and acknowledge God. And so this is actually a very, very important issue in our day-to-day, that our government, our federal government, and all the state governments usually following in line, refuse to acknowledge God and therefore refuse to obey the first commandment. The scripture proof text for the proposition that the first commandment requires us to know and acknowledge God, to be the only true God and our God, 1 Chronicles 28:9, and thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts and understands the imagination of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee, but if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Some people have the idea that the Old Testament wasn't concerned for our heart, but only with outward obedience, and that's obviously false. Deuteronomy 26:17, thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. That act of publicly avouching the Lord to be thy God is an important tradition, and it accompanied, actually, the Westminster Confession and catechisms when the British nations, Britain, Ireland, Wales, Scotland, all publicly avouched the Westminster Confession to be their creed. And there are, if you buy the copy of the Westminster Standards, you'll have the Solemn Oath and Covenant and other public acknowledgments of God and national duties to God. The second proposition, that it's the requirement of the first commandment to worship and glorify him accordingly. Matthew 4:10, then Jesus said unto Satan, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Psalm 29:2, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Now we go to larger catechism, question 104, asking the same question, what are the duties required in the first commandment? And if you recall, each catechism approaches each of the Ten Commandments with those questions. What are the duties required? What are the sins forbidden in each of the Ten Commandments? So here's the answer, larger catechism, question 104, what are the duties required in the first commandment? Answer, the duties required in the first commandment are the knowing and acknowledging of God to be the only true God and our God, to worship and glorify him accordingly by, and here's where the larger catechism expands on the answer of the shorter catechism, by thinking, meditating, remembering, highly esteeming, honoring, adoring, choosing, loving, desiring, fearing of him, believing him, trusting, hoping, delighting, rejoicing in him, being zealous for him, calling upon him, giving all praise and thanks, and yielding all obedience and submission to him with the whole man, being careful in all things to please him, and sorrowful when in anything he is offended, and walking humbly with him. Now the scripture proof texts will tell us where in the Bible each of those duties are shown to be true duties. So let's look at them in sequence. We'll get maybe about halfway through today and we'll pick up again tomorrow. The duties required in the first commandment are the knowing and acknowledging of God to be the only true God and our God. 1 Chronicles 28:9, we read that above with the shorter catechism. Know the God of your father, serve him with a perfect heart. Deuteronomy 26:17, thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God. The larger catechism also adds Isaiah 43:10. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Jeremiah 14:22. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain, or can the heavens give showers? Art not thou he, O Lord our God? Therefore we will wait upon thee, for thou hast made all these things. It is a duty required in the first commandment to worship and glorify him accordingly. Psalm 95:6-7, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice. Matthew 4:10 and Psalm 29:2, we read those above in the shorter catechism. It is a duty of the first commandment to worship and glorify him accordingly by thinking of him. Malachi 3:16, then they feared the Lord, spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. It's a duty of the first commandment to worship God by meditating. Psalm 63:6, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. It's a duty of the first commandment to worship God by remembering. Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. It's a duty of the first commandment to worship God by highly esteeming him. Psalm 71:19, thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who hast done great things, O God? Who is like unto thee? The duty of the first commandment is to worship God by honoring him. Malachi 1:6, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name. A duty of the first commandment is to worship God by adoring him. Isaiah 53:23, I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. It is a duty of the first commandment to worship and glorify God by choosing him. Joshua 24:15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen you the Lord to serve them. And they said, we are witnesses. It's a duty of the first commandment to worship God by loving him. Deuteronomy 6:5, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. A duty of the first commandment is desiring God. Psalm 73:25, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire besides thee. Well, let's go ahead and quit with desiring for today, and we'll pick up again tomorrow with more of the requirements of the first commandment.